Our lesson today will be on Shavuot, or the Feast of Weeks. We commonly refer that to it as Pentecost. Pentecost is actually a transliterated word. It did not appear in the original text because the Greeks didn't have a word for that. And their word was Pentecostos, which means the 50th. And that's what God gave for the feast. And this was the feast of harvest. We remember the first fruits was the barley harvest, and this feast has to do with the wheat harvest. And then the last one we'll deal with is with the fruit harvest, the grapes that they harvested later on. So in Leviticus chapter 23, verse number 15, "And you shall count unto you from the morrow after the Sabbath, from the day that ye have brought the sheaf of the wave offering, seven Sabbaths shall be complete. Even unto the morrow after the seventh Sabbath shall ye number 50 days, and ye shall offer a new meal or meat offering unto the Lord." Now you have to keep that in mind. The 50 days are important. Now why did God give them 50 days? How come they couldn't have done that in 64 days? Why couldn't they have done it in... Well, we're going to find out, because the prophecy is linked to that, what we see taking place in the New Testament. That's the point that I'm trying to do through these lessons, and I've gleaned so much in studying, is to get us to see the connection between the Lord's holy days and feast days and the fulfillment of that through Christ and the law in the New Testament. So that's what we want you to try to see. Verse number 16. Even unto the morrow after the verse 17, "Ye shall bring out of your habitation 2 wave loaves of 2/10 deals, that's a weight again. They shall be of fine flour. They shall be baken with leaven. That's very important for us to understand, because they just got finished with the feast of unleavened bread for a week, 50 days prior to this. This is very important. He's going to bake these loaves, plural, with leaven. They are the first fruits of the wheat harvest. They are the first fruits unto the Lord. And you shall offer with the bread 7 lambs without blemish of the first year, and 1 young bullock and 2 rams. They shall be for a burnt offering unto the Lord with their meat offering and their drink offerings, even an offering made by fire of sweet savor unto the Lord. Then shall you sacrifice 1 kid of the goats for a sin offering, and 2 lambs of the first year for a sacrifice of peace offerings. And the priest," verse 20, "shall wave them," the loaves, "with the bread of the first fruits for a wave offering before the Lord. With the 2 lambs they shall be holy to the Lord for the priest. And ye shall proclaim on the selfsame day that it may be a holy convocation unto you, a special day. Ye shall do no servile work therein. It shall be a statute," notice the words again, "forever, forever in all your dwellings throughout your generations. When ye reap the harvest of your land, thou shalt not make clean riddance of the corners of thy field when thou reapest, neither shalt thou gather any gleaning of thy harvest. Thou shalt leave them unto the poor and to the stranger. I am the Lord your God." I'm just going to finish up with that verse right there. Kind of important to me how God made provision for the poor.
Amen.
He made it through his people, okay? And he always does that. I have to tell you this, in the New Testament, the church was to take care of the poor and the widows and the fatherless. It's not the government's job to do that. And when the government got involved in it and the church passed it off, we have all kinds of problems. Just thought I'd start with that one. Now,
it says on the eve of tomorrow,